Hallelujah. O nyame asunjwe nka ye nyina. In this one of from Paul. Nyame asunjwe nka ye nyina. We thank God for today and happy Father's Day to all the fathers and papas in the house. Munsro. Munsro. I first of all want to thank the leadership of the church, Reverend Dr. Anaya Mponsechi, Reverend Jonathan Yelson, even though he's not here, Papa Katkis, and then the intercession, leadership of Men's Fellowship, and entire congregation for giving me this opportunity to be here today. I don't take it for granted at all. And I consider it to be the greatest birthday of all, because Thursday is going to be my birthday. And so I take it to be the greatest birthday. Thank you, Papa. Yes, by God's grace, next week Thursday or coming Thursday, I will be two steps away from the fifth floor. It's by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Siesiemi, Minya, Siesiemi, Anopeyo, Mamine, Bura, who went to me, Hasemusio.
Not by grace. It is your grace. It is not our might. It is not a
We thank God for today. And there being the Father's Day, see my dear my say in Asu and Kasano. They say celebrating our heritage, building on the foundation already laid. Men use spiritual discipline as a building block. Celebrating our heritage, and he fee any ababi duha, and then he heritage. See, because a heritage cry anything, what it is, we're going to look at it, and then we look at building on the foundation already laid. Who is that foundation, and what are the things, the materials we use or we need to build on that foundation? That is another thing that we're going to look at. And then the last one is men. Today being the Father's Day, God is going to talk to us as men, fathers, husbands, leaders of the church, that we should use spiritual discipline as a building block. Hallelujah. We pray that God will help us, or help me to use at least 10 minutes to be out of here. Papa Popit, no, emoshipa. Hallelujah. Our anchor test, or our main test for today, is 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, from 10 to 11. But I will want us to project from 10 to 15 so that we look at certain things. But by way of introduction, I'm going to say that today we celebrate our heritage. Now, like I said before, when we talk about heritage, what it is, a day any heritage, you can heritage and any day. And so heritage is everything we inherit from the past that we value enough to keep, one, to preserve, two, and to pass down to future generations. Do I have to go over? Because once a teacher, always a teacher. Hallelujah. So we are saying that heritage is everything that we inherit or we inherited from the past. Asafui asafua enipebi ene fiasie nipebi ena ebestati yebo fa pimne de tuho but anopa we ye nkasa fa pimne nipadi wansa eye ye ye ka fa pima Yesu Christo ankasa ebabe ye sa fa pimno edema ye. That is what we're going to talk about as the foundation already laid. But we are talking of heritage here. Ye babe inherit ya ya value a ye kipi ababe pim sabre by way of preservation, and that through by doing so we are also going to pass it on to future generations. Hallelujah. So when we look at this heritage we are talking about, we are not thinking of something like money, not money. Okay, we think of it as a massive shared inheritance, but not in a form of money, but in a form of identity, in a form of our culture, in a form of the history of the church, the history, the identity of the church. You can't say Presbyterian church cry, no cry anything. What is our identity? I remember those days when we were back in school, say, you call gathering being there. The way we comport ourselves and we know it make us a way officer school way officer entity we move and they buy. And my days way back in teaching, say your staff so you could see, say yeah you call PTC a copon your entity any name acquire your first year name. It's way different from people from other training colleges. Hallelujah.
and that makes us the mother of our schools. Hallelujah. And so we have our identity as Presbyterians. We cannot go and bring in other doctrines and teachings any as a no entity and as a no alien to. And so we talk about the faith. As a funo yinji DNA saying, what is our faith as the church? It's an inheritance. Yababe heritage. Yes, yes, we are passing on to the other generation. The faith of the church. That is why we preach here and I say, we after the sermon, we say or we ask, what do you believe in? That is our faith. That is what we believe in. And so we will have to recite it and we memorize it and we keep it so that we can keep going. The next thing that makes us or that we have inherited and we can talk about is the values of the church. As a Presbyterian church, I know that every corporate institution have their values, their missions, and their visions. And so as a church, what is our value? The value of the church or Presbyterian church, we also have our core values. And for those of us who have been in the church and I say, yeah, you can the almanac and all those things, you will know that the church is based on the centrality of the word of God. That is one. And then discipline. That is two. Hard work, integrity, humility, and unity, and all that. Those are the things that we value or put us together as church or children of God. Aminon. By way of inheritance, we are also talking of sacrifice. There are so many ways that we sacrifice to the church. A financial, a by way of our human resource and all that. All those things are sacrifices. We have people who have sacrificed a whole lot by those days are not yet established Presbyterian church. People like the Asantes, the Donkos, the Theophilos, the Akrofis, the Chrysalis, and all those people. They did something now. A man om toile here and omudinwo ho ebe tumi dia ka say oh sankofo win a boss sebi e de two ho ama ene presby asafo aye Presbyterian church. We also have people that also prayed for the church, because a church is like a tree e si ho no mo. We all have different branches or the stem, the root and everything. Everybody has a role or play in a church. And so you have a role to play. I have a role to play. The church, the singing ministry, the choir, everybody, we have a role to play. So do we also have the Bible studies and the prayer group. Aside that, we also, some of the churches have towers and all that, that pray every day and night for the church. So we have people who also prayed for the church. Now, we have to honor, or we honor our fathers and mothers, the leaders and the believers who stood in firm in the difficult times and laid a strong foundation for future generations. These are the people, or this is what we are honoring today. So be na bo se bia to ho and it ye hia and ka ye say ye be shese enipa ko no anase sa fo no animonyam. Men's fellowship today is our day. Now we should ask ourselves, say, who are those people who started the fellowship? What went into it? I believe say almost starting, somebody sponsored the whole thing. People stood in and prayed for the group. People organize and all that, and today we have a leadership that is also taking affairs of the fellowship, and that very soon I know their term is even up, and so very soon they will be handing over to a different or a new way. What are we doing so that we can transfer all that we have to the new generation? However, heritage is not merely something to admire. It is something to build upon. It's not something just we have to just sit there and say, oh, me nana ye say, na me nana no ye, almost started basha safunu okru yesu. Sometimes we used to hear this kind of things. And so we just don't sit down and say, this is what we came to meet, and so we should, what are we doing to build upon that? That is what we're going to use, or we're going to look at today. A foundation is valuable only when a structure is erected upon it. So if there's a foundation and there is nothing on it, it has no value. Se me wasa si mi da baby na se mabo foundation si so na mato foundation wo so na mi si da bi en si so na mi nye project bi a wo so na se o kena bibi ne na be se me ton wa. The value of that property and the value of property aye raising the foundation to maybe lintel level and I say roofing and abibi no, their values are not the same. And so foundation is valuable only when a structure is erected upon it. God calls men not only appreciate what has been handed down to them, but to continue building God's kingdom through spiritual discipline. And so we're going to look at what is spiritual discipline. We'll look at it and then we'll look at the component we can put together to build this or to build on this foundation. Now, the question I want to ask is, what foundation did we inherit? Or we should not just ask the question, say, what foundation we inherit, but what are we building on that foundation? What are we building on that foundation? That is what we have to consider. And so I'll start with celebrating the heritage God has given us. Psalm number 145, 4. Psalm 145, 4. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. Now we should ask ourselves that what we are doing today, whatever it is that we are entrusted with, whatever role that we are playing today, so tomorrow, some years to come, are we going to have people that will come and say, years back, we had these people that did A, B, C, and that we need to praise and appreciate them. People have to appreciate and praise whatever we are doing today. So some people did it and we are praising and honoring them. So are we also going to be praised and honored some years to come? And so what are we doing as children of God? What are we doing as children of God? Every generation benefits from the faithfulness of those who came before. Every generation benefits from. And so what are the benefits? What are the future leaders, the next generation, what are they going to benefit? Sometimes if we are not careful, the benefit is going to make them struggle. Sometimes you bet me the word the idea, but I did not do it, you know, ne can't go on the amount. Hallelujah. But if you also, you bet me the word the idea, and then so I did not do it, you know, umbre, a japadiani in Shrebin, and so we ask ourselves that what is the next generation going to benefit? Some of our spiritual heritage includes praying parents and grandparents. Do you pray for your family? Are you that type of say, my mother is a praying type, my father is a praying type. If you are a parent and you are not able to pray for your children, just so you know that your children are going to go wayward. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I knew not my father. My father ran away when I was barely 2 years old. Until I was 46 before I had said Otiasi. It was my mother who took care of me and my brother. We are only two. But I took God. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior when I was only 9 years old. I started mounting pulpit when I was like a teenager. But the grace of God, I told myself that whatever it takes for me to succeed in life, there are some barriers in life that I want to break. And by the grace of God, I've been able to break those barriers. It took a praying mother, a praying parent, grandparent. As we speak now, my grandmother is still alive. She's like 110 years old. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren. They do their be on their birthdays and special days. Even on their day bones. Pray with them. Pray for them. And God will lift them. We also inherited something like faithful church leaders. Yewo nipa bi e da safu djuma show mo nsa opeye no aye ni ye pepepe. I always tell people that if you are not ready to accept any role in the church, don't take it. People will just take leadership in just in the name of fame or just being, me na me ye say. But when it comes to doing of the work, they will not do it. If you are not ready to do it, don't accept it. And once you accept it, take charge and do it well. Because there's blessing in the word of God. There's blessing in the service of God. I remember back in the days before I traveled, my first travel in 2008, I have a group of pastors and I'm in Umudrago. Growing up, my friends, everybody was like, I have about 98% of my friends being pastors. And honestly, I knew nobody. Me knew Obia or Quencho, me knew Obia or Babia. But by faith, we were praying. And by so doing, Ebrana Asafwa, yes, now you need dying, you need windows, you need shade. I go in the morning, I lift up speakers all by myself. I will set everything, I will tune it, I will do whatever. I go home, take shower, and come and MC a program. I did everything I have to do. Eba for Eba, mi bobi, Eba mpaya, mi bobi. By so doing, I was there one day, Nobika Chem say, hey, come, there's opportunity be Ewa Hanum say, Brabe Seiko. I only paid 2,000 Ghana cedis. And he took me to Malaysia. I went there, God broke, left me. I didn't know anybody. It wasn't good. He took me to China. It was China I had my breakthrough. Hallelujah. I went to learn the language. I speak it, and that is what gave me the who I am today. So when you take it and do it well. What am I saying? What I'm saying is that a man who knows his heritage understands his responsibility. If you know your heritage or you understand your responsibility, if you don't know where you are coming from, how so you need to know and understand so you can understand your responsibility. Gratitude for past or for the past should inspire faithfulness in the present. Gratitude for the past should inspire faithfulness in the present. Amen. Now, point number two. Recognize the foundation already laid. Say, we are saying that Jesus Christ is the foundation. There are no doubt about it. Ephesians chapter number 2 verse 20. Build upon the foundation that the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. The greatest foundation is Jesus Christ. But I have to say that Jesus Christ alone is not enough. Jesus Christ is the foundation. Now let's assume that you are here and you've given money to somebody in Ghana, say own your property now. And you go home and you are expecting to see a mansion, but Ukofin is just a foundation. Are you going to be happy? So it's just like that. Jesus Christ is the foundation, and it is our duty to build on that foundation. And so we are going to look at those materials now. Ebema Yetumi are building on that foundation. Now, Corinthians or 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 to 15. Can somebody project it for me? We're going to read it together and then we'll see what we have to do. We should know that certain things in life can change. Culture can change. Technology can change. Economy can change. But Jesus Christ, now you didn't know, he remains the same. I came to tell you this morning, say, whatever it is in your life that you are battling, whatever it is that you are thinking, say, it will never be. Jesus Christ remains the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And so believe and that know that Jesus Christ can do whatever it is that you are seeking for. One come and cry. No family, church, community, or nation can remain strong if we abandon the foundation of God's word. No family, no community, no church. And so that is why we have Jesus Christ as the foundation of the church. Do we have 1 Corinthians 3:9? Do we have it? Okay, so let's read from 9. Okay, so he said, "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building." Okay, let's go on. "By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds." Each one. He didn't say collectively the church. He said each one. And so, men, today be our day, as fathers, as husbands, and leaders of the community, I want to tell you that each one of us is going to account and be accountable for all the responsibilities or the things that God has entrusted in our hands. It's not easy to be a father. It's not easy to be a husband. It's not easy to be a leader at the same time. But we have to do it. Hallelujah. "For no one can lay any foundation other than that one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." No one. And so Jesus and a foundation. Yesu and a fapima. Yebeshenesu esidai. But a dine de yesa material now. Now say a niemana yedibe sisa a dino. What is that thing we're going to look at? Can we go on? "For anyone or no, go back for me. Verse number 12, please. He said, "If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw." Now, we should take note of these things we are mentioning. Ask yourself, say, the building that you're going to build, the foundation you're going to build on, what material are you going to use? Are you going to use gold? Are you going to use silver? Are you going to use just straw, wood, or what? Now, don't forget that as we read on, it's going to tell us, say, whatever material we use will be put to test. It shall be tested. And ask yourself, say, material na me use, you know, can it stand that test? Say, Odi, foundation is see ho. Na Odi India, eko ye, eko si dine si so. Na se ejato mwa, ebe eden, ebe shi. So Odi straw, ene ya, and from Akurabe to me, kunukregu baby. And so, what materials are we using to build on this foundation? Now, for the sake of time, let me jump to my last point, point number 3, which is spiritual discipline. Spiritual discipline. Spiritual discipline. So, we're going to use the spiritual discipline as our building material, because it says men use spiritual discipline as the building blocks. And don't forget that blocks are laid one after the other. And so we are laying our own today. Tomorrow will not be there. Somebody else will come. No, no, so the one ababetusu. No, no, so konobi so the ne ababetusu. That is how we are building the kingdom of God. Now let's put ourselves into this practice and ask ourselves, what is spiritual discipline? Spiritual discipline refers to practice that fosters spiritual growth, deepens one's relationship with God, and cultivates a godly character. So these are the things we're going to look at, and then we're going to take them one by one, and then I'll be out of here. Amen. Now, 1 Timothy chapter number 4, 7 and 8. "Exercise thyself rather unto godliness. A building rises one block at a time. Likewise, spiritual maturity develops through consistent discipline." Spiritual maturity develops
through consistent discipline.
It is important to note that there are two types of discipline. We should have to take note of that. We have the physical and the spiritual. Now, what is the physical? Let me cite an example like an athlete, footballer or an athlete or something. They discipline themselves by training consistently. Every time they make the effort, say, they will train so that they will not... And by so doing, they train morning, afternoon, evening. And here, physical discipline, where at the end of the day, the trophies they earn, you know, will not take them to eternity. The trophies they get will somehow, in a way, will fade out. But the spiritual discipline we are talking about is what is going to take us to eternity. And don't forget, say, Bible says Lazarus. So does it mean say Abraham to me see Diana? Now these are things that we need to ask ourselves, that as we live on, what are the things we have to do? So we are coming to talk about the spiritual disciplines that will take us to eternity. Number one is prayer. If you are a man, if you are head of a family, as the Bible says, you need to be prayerful. And so to me now so a bomb pay. Ye be family members and as a family we na say ye be worry nyanya and bani ade kan wa. I know it is very difficult to pray like when we're singles. And so that is the point for me. I think that the mothers also comes in, because time na ye mrante na ni e kabe no. Na man no much pons no much abonting. And so when we take the responsibility of being a father, a husband, and a leader, no, that is when our mothers and our wives have to step in and start praying for their family. That is why I said, if you are a mother, a grandmother, and you are not able to pray for Umba, and why you careful, Papa no pay, you know, or kwe nyami ejuma, or kwe nejuma nkasa awoye, or ye nyema bibiro, bebe fi, you know. Sometimes we look at, I will mention maybe one or two challenges we have as being a man. I term it at the leftover syndrome. Upia na ukuchinya obrea energy na akano, the obrea na akano. That is what you bring to your family, and it's so sad. Sometimes we go out and we come out. Yebe pini a mada, yebe banoma tsanyada. But we have to be prayerful. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your request be known to God. So in everything we should be prayerful, and actually we should be praying. Luke chapter number 5 verse 16. Bible says Yesu krana oye Yesu foundation aye fe ni so anas Yesu da Yesu no edu be bi otene hu mu akwako ye den mu akwako bom paye. Now what are some of the benefits of a prayer? And I say oye obema oye husband oye father now bom paye e den e dey bound. Prayer gives man direction. Sometimes we lack direction, we lack ideas, we lack insight. But when we pray, God will give you the spirit of discernment. God will give you direction. Sometimes we want to do things as man, but God will tell you, say, no, this is not how I want it. Take this one, and then it will be well with you. Prayer gives us strength. Prayer gives us wisdom. Prayer protects us or gives us power over temptation. Sometimes when you go out, there are so many temptations out there. But prayer gives us power over temptation. A man who prays all the time builds a strong spiritual structure. Point number two, spiritual discipline. God's words. God's words. Joshua 1:8. The word of God sharpens our thinking and guides our decision. The word of God shapes our thinking and guides our decision. Na mi asem ene be cheche ye ye ye. Edu de bine e dinya uko uko to do any man. Now su shenya mi asem wa. It will remind you and teach you what to do. Now, I have to break, or I want to break this thing into three. The word of God, one, is by reading the word of God. By reading. Revelation number one, or Revelation chapter one, verse three. Blessed is the man who reads aloud the word of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keeps themselves true to the things which are written in it. And so when you read the Bible, you are blessed. When you read the Bible and those who hear it, it's a blessing for those who read and the things in it. Number two, we have to study the word of God. Not just by reading. We have to study it. Studying the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God approved, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing the word of truth. We need to study the word of God, not just by reading like we are reading graphic or something. We need to study the word of God. And then the last point I want to talk about by the word of God is meditating and memorizing the word of God. Sometimes we need to memorize the word of God so that when we are praying, we can be able to quote God. And so we have to learn and memorize God's words so that when we are praying, we can also know what to tell God. Say, and that God will, based on that, do for us. Point number C, or number three, by the spiritual discipline is worship. We need to be able to worship God. John 4:24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So we need to learn to worship God. And then the next point I want to talk about is self-control. Self-control. As men, we have to control or have self-control. Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23. Self-control is evidence of spiritual maturity. A disciplined man controls, one, his words, two, his emotions, three, his desire, and four, his actions. If you are a disciplined man and you are spiritually matured, these are things that you can control. Oh, amen. Now, I want to say that as we build, men are builders of future generation, and that's going to be my last point, and then I'll conclude and I'll be out of here. Men are builders of future generations. Whatever we do as men, we shouldn't think, say, we are doing it for our own. We should think and know that our actions affect others. Our examples, the things we do, affect others. Who are these people? Our actions affect our children. Our children look at us. We should know that YNA first, mentors for our children. Our children look up to us. Our family members and friends. Our actions also affect them. Our actions affect the church. Affect the wider community that we live in. The disciplines we practice today becomes the heritage we live tomorrow. The disciplines we practice today becomes the heritage we live tomorrow. Now, what am I saying? What I'm saying is that future generations will either benefit from or struggle because of the spiritual structures we built today. Future generations will either benefit from, or they are going to struggle because of the spiritual structures we are building today. And so as men, we need to be careful the spiritual disciplines we put out there. In a way, or by way of conclusion, I'm going to say that we celebrate our heritage with gratitude. We honor the foundation already laid by faithful believers. Yet, God calls us to do more than just to celebrate the past. He calls us to build the future. As men of faith, let us use spiritual discipline as building block. So I have already mentioned prayer, Bible study, worship, self-control, and all that. We use that as the spiritual discipline or the spiritual blocks that we are going to use on. When these disciplines become part of our daily lives, we build strong families, strong churches, and strong communities upon unshakable foundation, which is Jesus Christ. So as I conclude, my question to the men is, am I building on the foundation of Jesus Christ? That is the question we need to ask. What spiritual discipline am I strengthening? What heritage will I leave for the next generation? May we celebrate our heritage, build on the foundation already laid, and leave behind a legacy of faith that will glorify God for generations to come. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for your grace. About what Sam say, yen kika ye humbom na ye hu se ona we fapem no na se ye sidan wa yen hu niema ye dibe sisa e dan so ama yetumi anya daache onkwan enu mu ekwan de bompa ye se me yenye wasem ni tiefo ni yenye ne yefo yenye wasem ni tiefo ni endi so ne mfa hye onyame de no nyam me yenja edwapade a na se niema echima beba no benya so mfaso na mu menko fo bre ni yawo emfa mbre omo dum kan ye ho ye beda wase. With Jesus Christ, we will pray with thanksgiving. Amen. With all this in whom do you believe?
Samuel was saying the east good appear. Yet I was a pa, what was a more the Adumi? I wish you for your bet to us so, your bet for a singing band for your first offertory.
Amen.